The first question of College Station City Councilwoman Jenna McMillan, what led her to decide to do a survey?
Well, I think I've been clear in my press release in saying that I wanted to know what people thought, because, you know, we have a lot of talk going on and, you know, there's huge amounts of controversy, and my voice is for the people to listen and hear what they have to say. And the voices I hear are people that I'm associated with or that appreciate what I do, or what I stand for. So, you know, the voices of the people that don't necessarily ever reach out to me and I've never encountered, hopefully were included in that survey.
Your choice of questions, how did you go about making that decision?
Well, you know, the normal way, you hope that you write something that's reasonable. You know, not that I have any education in that area.
But selecting the topics that you base your questions on.
Well, there are things that are currently, you know, always fluttering about and city business and with a lot of controversy. And, you know, people come to me and say, can you fix this? You know, and it's like, I'm only one person. So the questions are issues that are on the minds of people that I've encountered. And they're on the mind of myself, I guess, also. I mean, they're concerns that I have.
And then the efforts that you took to try to make this as impartial or as neutral as you thought you could. Now, I've never been in the survey or opinion business, so you know, I don't know to what lengths one has to go to make that happen. How much work was it to make that all come about?
Sometimes with reporters, I don't understand why you would ask the question. I mean, it, you know, you sit down and work. I mean, I virtually donated every minute of my time since I got sworn in to doing business about the city and my, you know, things that I needed to do. So, you know, that's just part of it every day.
And then your reaction to the results, what did you think about how they came out?
I pretty much, I guess, was not really particularly surprised. And, you know, and again, it the results are hopefully something that reflects the feelings of people. And, you know, blogging is... it's not a very particularly nice business, and people hide behind all the names that they put up. You know, they're not willing to say who they are. So, you know, you don't really know what you're getting or what their thought processes are, if they even necessarily live in a city. But, you know, I hope it's representative. I mean, it's a good polling company. People that put the survey together don't make up the questions, I guess, because they don't have a history and a background to do so in a situation such as mine or in our town. And so they ask you to put them together, and the man said he thought they were pretty neutral and reasonable questions, so we went with them.
And then what do you want to do now that you have the results of your survey?
I guess wait and see what the people continue to say, see what circumstances fall into place. You know, evaluating that.
Do you think the process has been a beneficial one?
What process and what benefit?
Well, the process of going through conducting a survey, do you feel is a waste of time? Do you think it was a good thing, that was a good investment for you, not only from a time and energy standpoint, but also financially, since you said you had to pay for it?
It's a choice I made. You know, I thought it was valid, or I wouldn't have done it. And, you know, it's the only voice that people had the opportunity to espouse, you know, unless they decide to right city government or officials. That's another choice they have. But I don't know that people necessarily ever take the time to do that. They might have the intention. So this was a quicker, easier way to do it.
Anything else that I've missed as far as questions or anything that hasn't been brought up or not brought up enough that needs to be shared with listeners?
Well, I always urge the same thing. You know, if you see something that you want to have a say-so in, you know, please email or mail a letter or whatever correspondence you normally use and state your thoughts. And, you know, and the more people that get involved and pay attention, the better the process would be in city government, would be my guess.